press that and make sure it's red.
Good evening. It is nearly, well, it is 6 o'clock now on the dot. Welcome to this meeting of the licensing department, licensing authority. It will be followed by the planning committee for anybody who's thinking what's going on. There's no fire alarm expected. If the alarm goes off, it is for real. Use the doors at the end there and the ones behind me back here and meet in the car park. Toilets are down the passage there, and there's water station as well. So other than that, we'll get straight into the meeting. Any apologies for absence?
No apologies have been received.
Thank you. Minutes from the last meeting, page 3 and 4. Has anybody any objections to those? Okay, everybody happy that I signed those as a true record?
Can we please vote on that?
Yeah. Can we vote on that, please?
Councillor Mrs Shields.
Elizabeth, can you vote, please? Thank you. Okay. Yep. Thank you. That's passed unanimous. Thank you. Apologies for absence. Have we any? Sorry.
Urgent business.
Urgent business. Yeah. Sorry. Urgent business. I have no urgent business.
Okay.
Any declarations of interest? No. No. Right, we've got the Gambling Act 205 draft statement of principles. I'll pass you over to Ronnie now, Mr. Kapoor. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. The proposal is to seek members' approval to carry out a three-month consultation in the proposed revision of the Council Statement of Principles in relation to the Gambling Act 2005. Members will be aware that the Council, acting as a licensing authority, is legally required to prepare and publish every 3 years a Statement of Principles which it proposes to apply when exercising its functions under the Gambling Act. The current statement is now due for revision and must be consulted upon, ratified by full council and published before the 31st of December 2018. Members should also be aware that apart from two minor additions to the policy concerning licence conditions and codes of practice issued by the Gambling Commission, the existing statement of principles will remain virtually unchanged for the years 2018 to 2022. At this stage, it is not proposed to debate the draft statement of principles, as members will be invited to make comment during the consultation period. We are merely seeking members' approval to consult on the proposed draft statement of principles. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, anybody? Yes, Councillor Byrne.
I have no wish to discuss this document, but what I am worried about is the amount of people who get into bad debt regarding gambling. And I know as a district that we haven't got hundreds and hundreds of places. However, I wanted to ask Ronnie, would we be able to put a cap on how many, say if amusement arcades wanted to open up in every one of our towns, would we be able to put a cap on that? Because I want to try and ensure that maybe, I don't know, lonely or vulnerable people, or people who maybe haven't much money, try to gamble to get more money, could be lured into these places. At the moment, I think we're fine. I've seen many, many places that have a lot more gambling institutions. And I just wondered, since it sort of links onto planning, do we have any regulation on how many we can actually have in our area?
No, there's you can't put a limit on it. It's each application has to be treated in its own merits. But with regards to, we only license four premises at the moment. We've actually lost one premise, so we've actually dropped number of premises. We're down 20% number of that was licensed bookmakers. We also have five what they call unlicensed family entertainment centres, which are they're only allowed to use category B, D machines, which the government classes anybody can use them at any age. So unfortunately, the government aren't looking to restrict these machines in any way at the moment.
If I could just come back on that. So I understand what you're saying, but can we maybe lobby? Because I think that this committee probably, we don't want to be overwhelmed with lots and lots of areas. But what I fear about is in our pizza houses, which, you know, Pizza Huts are great, and one thing or another, I don't mean Pizza Hut, the Pizza Hut. I mean takeaways. You often walk past and you see a gambling machine in there, and it's predominantly young children who are in there, you know, on these machines. And it just worries me when you see all those machines. Is there any way that through this consultation or through this council or whatever, we could lobby to say, you know, that maybe something could be done, because we're worried and we're concerned about gambling? Maybe you're going to just say no.
Again, no. I mean, the machines you refer to are called amusement with prizes machines. They're not actually classed as gambling machines. Yeah, unfortunately, we can only go by what the Gambling Commission will classify machines, and it's them that classify the machines, unfortunately. So they don't classify these machines as gambling machines at all.
Think about tackling it another way.
Did you want to come back again? Are you sure? Are there any other questions for the officer?
I thoroughly agree with what Councillor Byrne said. It is of great concern. And I think as a committee, we are, even however little we can do, we can as a committee write and say we are concerned, A, that the classification seems to allow people to spend money who don't have it. And appears, whether we're wrong or not, we ought to be able to say we are concerned that people and the powers that be further up should actually be concerned as well, because they have, I believe the government has said that some of the limits on gambling machines can be brought down, or brought down, so that you can't be spending, particularly online, which is completely beyond our control. But Councillor Burr is absolutely right. I think as a committee we should write.
Yeah, by all means, if you write to the Gambling Commission with your views.
Any other questions, comments? Right, from the chair, then I propose that we adopt this movement, and let Ronnie do that. And I'm sure you'll look into any other things we can. So, if we could vote on this, please.
Is there a seconder? Sorry,
seconder. Yes, Councillor Goodrick. Thank you.